Und das ist Parashat mit Mitzvah Ribbis. Now, first child, when you think about Ribbis, child is whether it's an Isra Mammon. Someone said, ready, over time, what do you mean? What's the question? It's in Yeridaya. Ribbis is in Yeridaya. So he probably remembers that from his Faher with Mashgiach. Mashgiach asks everyone, whatever Anub does, or some people, why is Ribbis in Yeridaya? An answer that he expects or hopes for is, they're supposed to answer, because Ribbis is not a Chosh Mishpatik Din. He's giving on his own volition. You're not forcing, not stealing, you're not cheating him. He's using your money. So, if you'd invested, you'd be making money. He's using your money. So he's renting your money. Someone rents a house, then there's no problem to take rent. So you're renting him money. So Elamai, it's not a Chayshi Mishpat Dika Yisr. It's the Torah doesn't allow it. It's a mitzvah. So that's why it's the Yerdei and Chayshi Mishpat. But today we're going to see if that's really true or not. So, if anyone's going to take a fahar, you should give a heads up. Now, this machlekes Tanayim, if Ribbis Ketzutza is Yaitze B'diyana Menat. The Ribbis Ketzutza is what's Ribbis Daraisa, which means Ribbis Ketzutza means it was Katzutz, it was designated B'shas Tahalva. At the time of Halva, I'll lend you $100, you get back $110. That's Ribbis Ketzutza. That's classic Ribbis. Almost anything besides that is long mirrors Rabban. If it's Derech Mekich Memkar, or if it's, most cases of Ribbis, most of the Shilas in Ribbis are Ribbis Rabbanon, although you could have Ribbis Reis also. But Ribbis Ketzutza is the Reis, and that's Machlekes with Yaitz with the Anu. Meaning, if the guy took the Ribbis, it's best and take it back from him. That's Machlekes. It was, it says, not tonight, Marayim. Rosa says, it's Yaitz with the Anu. Avak Ribbis, which is Ribbis Rabbanon, is not Yaitz with the Anu. Yechon says, no, even in Ribbis Ketzutza, not Yaitz with the Anu. And we pass in though Ribbis Ketzutza is Yaitz B'dyana. Now, the question is, what does it mean Yaitz B'dyana? The Rajba says that Bezdin cannot be Yerlin and Chasov. Rather, he has a mitzvah. It says, V'chai Achicha Imo, because that's what we learn now, that Ribbis Ketzutza is Yaitz B'dyana. 10 loy lichyois, V'chai Achicha Imo, it's a mitzvah. So Mel, if he doesn't want to do it, then just like any other mitzvah, he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to take a lulav, he doesn't want to build a sukkah. What's a din? Makanoisa, it's a nafshai. Right? So therefore, Ribbis is the exact same thing. So Meila, the din is, we're kaifa him to give it back. But the bezin should go in Biyarl and Chasav, that not. And he brings a raya from the fact that Yarshim are potter from giving back the Ribbis. If you hold, the guy was, the father was Malva Ribbis Ketzutza, and then he died. So then is that they assign him a potter from giving back the Ribbis. And where is the drasha? So, Dr. Rajba, if you hold the Bezin is Yerel and Chasav, so that means, in the world of the Rajba, that there's a sheep in the Chasav. That means that the money is Meshubid to your nechazim, meshubet to that chayiv that you have to the person you took ribbis from, to the leiva. If that's true, if the guy dies, the malva dies. So just like if the malva borrowed money, and he also owes money, and then he dies, he's saying, "Can't say, oh, I didn't borrow the money. This is shibra on the nechazim." And then the matter you go from the nechazim. In case of the rajwa, then it should have been that over here also you can bear the nechazim. Elmai b'chalz no shibra nechazim. No sheep in the chasim, all it is a mitzvah the father has, and then we say that the mitzvah is only the father, not the children. Yeah? Now, the Rambam, on the other hand, says the Farish is not like that. The Rambam says, a ribbis ketzutza, bez nizyar lem chasim. Look, the Rambam, afa pisha mal valoive. Oivrim al kol elo alavim ain like in all of nation nitin li shavim. This is the Rambam shita, the chiddush of the Rambam, and the din the din of, just like the din of lavanit glasei don't get malchus, the Ram has a category of lavanit and tashlumin. You know, here he could have said it's nit glasei. Where the kids are a lav of mammon, where it's nit and tashlumin, you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus and ribbis either. Look, the Ram, why is it nit and tashlumin? The Ram says, because kalmar ribbis, ribbis katsutza, is yaitz b'dianim, umaitzi in oisim in amalve, machzin alayba, v'meis amalve, ein mitzi mi arabonim. The Ram says, mitzi in oisim in amalve. Right? The Rambam sounds like that we're mitzi from him, not that we not makin oisim ashtetz in avshay. Mitzi in yorin l'chos, mitzi in menu. The Ram says, no, you have to first take the best and beat the heck out of him, and then he'll be maskim. That's not enough for the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't need that. Yerd l'chasa. Now, either Rajba says, why be Yerush and not? Teretz is. There's a Xeris HaKasa the other way. It says, I'll think of Mito in Neshchot Harbis. Bechei Achicha Imach. And Gemara Bob Kama says, Ahad Lekech the Nechi Behadoch. And that Gemara Darshan, L'didei Kamazi L'Rachmana, L'Brei L'Kamazi L'Rachmana. So Mr. Rajma understands that this is a cause of Tarapatinim. That's him doing Lashon of the Rajma Shans and the Shita. Says, Afagad, the Begezel Machayev, there's the Yisayimim, the Paka Shiba Karkim and Ayarshim, Ba'oisei Ribbis, Ha'il Batruna Rachmana. So here is Mamash Gvaldik, the Rajma Shans. That there was a Shibud Karaka, yeah? Not that there's no Shibud Karaka. The Paka Shibud Karaka, Minayarsh and Ba'is Ribbis, Hal Batrino Rahmana. So here, so we have Machlaikis between the Rajba and the Rajba. The Rajba Balatayswis, the Rashmashans, and the Rajba of Shlom Ben Adaris. God laid on this year, time allowing, there's another Machlaik interest, another Machlaik is Rajba and the Rajba, but alright. Not that has any meaning. Alright. Salgapanim, so that's Lechaira, the clear machlekes over here. What is the gather of how do you force the rib? What is the migates of the yana? Now, question is, what is the sharish of machlekes over here? So, as we already touched upon in the beginning, Chakir, what is the gather of ribis? Is the pshat that it's a gather of gazela? Even though he's, the Leiva is giving it on his own volition, and it could be he even wants it, it's Kadaifim, because he needs the money, and he wants to invest it, whatever it is, it's Kadaifim to pay Ribbis, he'll be making much more, yeah? But still, Torah says, no, this is Gazel. Torah says, you have to lend money for free, and take money to lend the money, that's Gazel. Or no, that's, there's no Gazel over here. Elamai, it's done, it's an Isra'balma, like we said before. So now, in the Rambam, L'chari, we can mechir from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Because the Rambam does not bring down the mitzvah, as I say, of a chai achicha imach. Mitzvah of achzaras ribbis. The Ramban, can you do it at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban has a list. A whole list of the Ramban, what he calls mitzvahs sheshokhan harav. The mitzvah, the Rambam forgot to count the minyan of mitzvahs. And mitzvah Yud Zayin, he says, "Shenestaveinu la'achzaber haribus shlokachnu mechinu." And he says, "Api shenosnu le'berotz nafshe v'loy gazalnu v'higam ki mitzvah say." Okay, mechichim al darshu had leg lechimach. So the mail he says, "Why is the Ram counting? It's a mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah." Zot Megillas Esther, where as usual he says that the tzaddik had tzaddik in my rab. He always says that the Rambam's right, even though someone in the real official parallel has a taina on the Megillas Esther. The whole Sefer Mitzvahs is every single time he says that the Rambam's right. Right. It's a little funny, right? Ram's always right. Like, you don't have an agenda over here. Like, Ram's always right. Punk, Ram's always right. Not even one time is Ram wrong. So, Maisa, he's wrong. Because there is one time where Megillas Esther says that Ram is wrong. Rada, we said mitzvah shochan harav. This was mitzvah what?
Yizayin.
So mitzvah tezvav, which is mitzvah berachos la'tayra, which maybe we'll talk about next week, maybe after. So the Ramban takes issue with the Rambam. Why doesn't count mitzvahs berachos la'tayra? Is the ice berachos la'tayra? So there the Megillah says that the Ramban's right. So long as there's one place where he says the Ramban's right, so obviously it's not just like some, you know, rubber stamping the Rambam. Must be every other place Taka held the Rambam was right. Okay, anyway, but so he says in Megillah says what does the Rambam hold? Rambam holds why didn't he count Chazaras? Rabbi Sarah says this in Rei Nichla. Beishes it says Shagazal. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of Shabbos Gazela. So Meila Ribbis is just another Eifun of Gazela. Ribbis is another Eifun of Gazela. The Gemara in the Anasha, the Gemara asks, why do we need, and I said, well, Lois said Gezela, Lois said Ribbis, Lois said Vena, Lois of Lois Ashok, Schar Sachir, and the Gemara has a reason why I need all of them. That the Gemara is also Masha, but Ezra Bisoy, this is the din of Gezel, and Mela, Dr. Rambam, this is the din of Ezra Zel, Zer Gazel. So it doesn't account for Ribbis separately. So, L'chara Fizet, it comes out very clearly. The Rambam holds that it's not a gzeil d'gedim. And Mela, that would explain why the Rambam says there's yared l'nechasav. Rambam says yared l'nechasav. Why is yared l'nechasav? The Rambam says if there's a chiv mammon, then even the yarshim. Rambam says no, yarshim is yared l'nechasav. Why does Rambam hold that it's a gzeil d'gedim? It's a gzeil d'gedim. So this din of Shabbos Gazela, it's Gazela the Gadin and it's the Sheba the Chasim. The guy, it's not just I'm a mitzvah to give it back, it's the Sheba the Chasim. The guy steals something, yeah? There's a chiyuv, the Arishah to pay. Right? Now, the Rajba holds, no, the Rajba holds like Mashgiach. And it's a Yerdei the Yisr. It's just a mitzvah. Mela is not Yerdei the Chasim. But God, the Raya, you know, why it's in your day, not Chodesh Mishpat. So God, the Ram has in Hilchos Ma'al V'Loi, by the way. Ram has in Hilchos Ma'al V'Loi. He says, Shtasa. But that's in Raya from your day. If I'm not mistaken, I didn't get a chance to look it up now. I think there's a tour, or a Beis Yosef maybe, that says a different reason. Because it comes right after Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So I think he says, because since you're allowed to take from a guy, something like that, some, you know, iffy reason over there, why it's connected to Chazavad Zara, and therefore, that's why it's near there. But anyway, Akapanim, that Lechayer, at first glance, that would be the Machlaikis between the Rajman and the Rambam, and the Rambam Lishtasai, in the Sefer Mitzvah, doesn't count the Mitzvah of Chazavad Zara, it's not like Rambam. Now, from the Ramban itself, it's really not Pashit. Because if Zefizah comes out, the Ramban holds that it's a mitzvah like the Rajba. However, if you look at the Machamis and Ezra Neshech, where he brings down over there, it's going on the mission over there, it says that the Malbus Chaveira Leyodu B'chatzer Chino. Yeah? A guy lends his friend money, so his friend has an apartment, it's not being used. He's not allowed to let the Malva live in the apartment because it's ribbis. Rabbi Ephraim says that if he lives in an apartment that's not oimel l'schiras, but the Abbe doesn't have to pay. The Baal Mara says no. It's like every ribbis, it's chayz b'dyanin. Okay, so Rabbi Mechayik is Rabbi Ephraim and the Baal Mara. What happens if b'dieved, the Malva lived in the Leiva's apartment, but it wasn't ayin b'lischiris? The Leiva wasn't planning renting it anyway. Does he have to pay him how much rent this costs? So even though he himself wouldn't lend, he himself is not lending it and renting it out. But mice is worth money. It's worth $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, whatever it is. Zok the Ramban that the Rabban Ephraim is right. Why? Because the whole chiv of Chazaras Ribbis. Ain't a yelmin v'heishes at zela. So mail over here is sid zenan v'zela chaser, and then is we say kaiv al midas daim. If I squat in your apartment, where where you weren't renting out anyway, even though I would rent it. I would pay money to rent. We say zenenim zloichas. So you're part of the guy who made this dive. I'm part of paying. Then how could I have to? That means I didn't take anything from you, right? If I'm part there, then there's no yaitz b'dianim. So very fairish the Ramban holds, like we want to say that's Ramban. But actually, it's a gedur gesel. So what's trying to say for mitzvahs? So Judah Mez Bakarit and say mitzvah is also meduyik like that. He says, Vinya mitzvah zois. Ki kashem mananu izbarach shloi ligzol vim gozal nutzi by son lashev as a gzela my shama abesh gzela shagatzal kein mananu shloi nigach ribbis. So the Ramban is mashma that bad simtaka ribbis has to do with gzela. Just like the Torah says, don't steal. And the Torah says, if you steal, give it back. So too, the Torah says, don't take ribbis. It's mash patak is gzeil that gizdin. So why is the Ramban count hachzaras ribbis as a separate mitzvah? Teretz is, because that could be that seif kol seif, it's a mechudish dika chiyuv. It's mechudish to gzeila, right? Because it's meritzaynoi, and he even wants to do it. It's gedai for him, right? You're not stealing from him. You're not taking money from him against his ratzon. Therefore, the Ramban might have thought that the chiyuv chazara would not necessarily be included. You know, we taich up. That's gzeila to gedin. But if not, the Torah told us you have to give it back. I wouldn't have known necessarily if the parasha basically has a gzeila shagazal. The male is instant mechudish tikkun. It's a mechudish tikkun gzeila. Therefore, the Ramban counts it separately in seven mitzvahs. But rather, the Ramban is talking about the Rambam that it's a gzeila the gedin, and that's why the Rambam taka holds as yared l'nechaz. Now, this. Now, when Mechir and Rambam, that Bez Nirel and Chasav is the Gedim Gezela, it's not so pashut. Because there's another Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Anin. The Rambam says, Mishain Reis Litin Stoka, Ashidin Ma'at, Mashiroi, like Bez Kaif and Isai, Mak and Isai, Makas Maradis, Ashidin, Masham Dulite. The guy's a filthy rich guy, he's giving peanuts, kafi, what he could afford. Bez has right to assess how much he can really give. And Bezin Makin Isai, Makin Smaras until he gives what Bezin feels he should give. But Yerdl Nechasov says the Rambam is Bifano. But like Chimena Masheroi leaves him like. That's Yerdl Nechasov the Bifano. So, the Ran, Ksubis, brings in the Rajva, that there's no Din Yerdl Nechasov by the stock. Okay? That stalker, you're not Yerel Chasim, but stalker, it's a mitzvah, become Yerel Chasim. One second. Now, the Ram himself argues, the Ram says you're Yerel Chasim before. Yes.
Is this negate to what we said in Rabbi Chanan, if is Matnas Neim the Maman of that name or not? If it's considered.
No, that's by Matnas Neim. He wouldn't want stalker. Stalker is Zichna Maman. Matnas Neim, Lech Shechampeya. That's what we were talking about, was Lech Shechampeya. Because everybody in the Torah gave it to them. Here is a mitzvah stock, the Vadle, the Kula Alma, the mitzvah stock is to give your money and give it to Anin. That's no question. So that, theoretically, they could apply it, but Maisa, that stock, I think, is not sound. Now, so the question is, what is this Yeren Lechaz Dafka Befana? Why Dafka Befana? If Yeren Lechaz, it means Lech Befana. So Tzai says, he asked the question, Malav Shach. If it's a chayiv, then even Mishleib Befanav. Harei Bal Chayiv, you're not going to say, oh, wait till the guy's around, you know, the guy owes money, you go to the chasiv, you're in the chasiv, no questions asked. So what is this? Zotik Tzayis. There's a famous Ramban, the end of Basra. We're there, there's this big sugya there of Shibud Derais or Shibud Lav Derais. Malav Mishmud Derais holds that when you borrow money, it's a Shibud Derais. Even Mengel Valpeh. The man that lab the raisa, means the raisa even though the shtar is no shibud, he has a chayv.
But it's no shibu. That's what Gemara said. That's what Gemara Ksuba is. That pay above. Yeah, if he doesn't want to pay, what does he do? Gemara said. Gemara said it's koyf nice. Koyf nice. Mak nice. She takes an afshay. Like any other mitzvah. Says the Ramban that even when the Yomish Mulad their eyes, it's still yared on a chasa. Mekayim in lemitzvah say shaloi bal karcha. He has chid to give it. And therefore, bezin yared on a chasa. The Mekayim in the mitzvah. So, what does that mean? That means that there's an oifen of kfiya is to be yared on a chasa. Now, the vada is there's no shiba. Mashbul lav daraisa. But yet, it's yared on a chasa. Why? Because being yared on a chasa is an oifen of force. You gotta force the guy. So either you can beat him up, or you can just go straight to the chasam. Like the lashon, it's not really lashon rabbah, but the lashon that people say, "Ash tichvane begufa, tichvane b'mayna." It could be maybe even lashon rabbah. Ash tichvane begufa, tichvane b'mayna. Now, Zokhtet says, maybe we can understand the Rambam. Why the Rambam says by tzedaka is yared the chasav b'fanav? Why b'fanav? So he understands. Because even the Rambam's mashmak even which lay b'fanav. The din kfiya like they yared the chasav mishlei b'fanav. The tzayis the Rambam would hold the Beit Staka that it's din kfiya on mitzvahs you could be yared the chasav only b'fanav because we've been kai for him, right? So it could be it's only b'fanav. So instead of beating him up and then taking the money, we take the money in front of him. Mishlei b'fanav is not shaykh din kfiya. That's what the tzayis wants to learn the Rambam. So Mary Lofize. Possible to say that by Ribas Ksutha that Yerel Chasav maybe it's Midin Kaifan al Mitzvahs, not Midin Kaifan al Mitzvahs. Although, what? Because it's Amitz, it's Lavavcha, anyways, it's not Malkus.
So there's two ways of being kivya.
Right. Okay, so I'm saying by Ribbis, it could be it's din kfiya taka. And as we start off, the first riot, Ram holds din mammon, is from din kfiya. Might not be Mukhach. Although, maybe fakarit though. If by Tztaka, the Ram says Befanov. And by Ribbis, he doesn't say Befanov. Fakaret, so it's mashma, and we go with the tzayis. That by tztaka, it's a chiv, it's din of kfiya, and then one has to be b'fanav. So it came by ribbis, and the Ram doesn't say b'fanav, it came punk fakaret. So it's a raya that shalai b'fanav, that ribbis is a gather of gzela, and therefore it's dafka, and then it's even shalai b'fanav. Okay. The next paragraph is good. Now, there's another place where this might be in the Geya, and then might be talking Ram Lishatal, right? The Gabi Mechil Beribis, Ribis Kesuza. The Rambam says, Hayru Mitzis Againim, Shaloyvish and Machel and Mal Beribis, Shalak and Menu, I shall also Likach, Apish economy Yadai, Shamachel and Nasmatan, Ain't a Mayo Glum, Shakol Ribisha Bailam Mechilahi, Abba Perle Machla, Vasu Mechila Zu. What's going to happen? The life is Meichel. He's Meichel the Malvish. Malvish Gribis, Tzutza, he's Meichel him. So what is Meichel? He was Meichel Mechatchila. Gribis, by definition, is Mechila. And from this bag in the Torah says that it's Yaitz B'dayan. So who cares if he's Meichel? What does it add is Mechila? If he's any Mechila, well, it's Gribis, I feel Gribis shall debray. So the Rambam, Yeroa Li, She'ein Hayroa Zu Nechayna. Ella, ma'achash amul malva, lahachzer loy, v'yoda malva shedavr iser as she iser asay, v'yesh lelid emenu now and rotz lumcha meichel. K'derach she meichel hagezel, the Rambam says. V'perish amr she gazlon malv ribis she em kalman. So the Rambam, the guy in my room, once we tell the guy, that you have to give the money. We tell the mom has to give the money. The loyva knows the mom has to give him the money. That's a din hatayra. So now the loyva can meichel, just like the Ram says, just like by gezel. Or if I steal something from someone,
The guy is Michael. We say, give me Michael. And the Torah says, you have to give it back. Okay, obviously, but if he's Michael, I don't have to give it back. So too, my ribbis. So, Chayra, Machlaik is Ram and the Gainim is totally in the Chakira that we've been discussing. And the Ram is Takal Shitasak. Because the Gainim hold that ribbis is not a Gazel Nikodin. So the Rambam is Madamit Gezeila, Yishayach Mechila by Gezeila, the Goyim will say, what are you talking about? There's no Gezeila over here. There's no Chayiv. There's no Chayiv. Ribbis is always Meretzainai. He gave it his own volition. He wants to give it. It's important for him to get the loan, even though he has to pay. He's happy to give the money. But still the Torah says, no, you have to give the money back. And now I'll take it. You have to give the money back. Mamela Zogin Goinim. So what do you mean he's Michael? What's Shaykh Mechila? Mechila is Shaykh Anachayim. If I owe you money, you can be Michael. But if I have a mitzvah, nothing to do with you. It's not about Al-Machadeir over here. I have a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah Shemayim. I have to give me back your money. So what does that help Mechila? The Rambam Zognein. The Rambam says, good, the guy's giving it. Good, he wants to give it. Baal Maya says Gezeila. Terry says this is called Gezeila. If it's called Gezeila, you have a chayv. You have a chayv, you owe him money. Like Ram, just like you can Michael Gezeila, even though it's a mitzvah. Terry says, but it's a mitzvah, it's a mamanistic mitzvah. You can be Michael mamanistic mitzvah. So to Ribbis, Achzara's Ribbis is also a mamanistic mitzvah. It's a mamanistic mitzvah. Once Bezin tells him, and once Leiva knows, the guy has to give back the money, the Leiva could be Michael like any other chayv. It's a regular chayim. Guy is a mitzvah teretz, but the mitzvah is to pay the chayim. It's no chayim if he wants his marichal. That's the chayra. The Ram l'shitasai in his vikuach with the gain. Now. Okay, I'm going to skip the next part for now. We have time to get back to it. I want to do it at the end. The interesting co-op between the Fazanish and other Chaim, the Dasher involved with there in the gather of the Mice of Ribbis, but if we have a chance, we'll get back there. Now, there was a Mice of Shahayo over here in Yeshiva in the middle of the winter. That someone rented an apartment for his parents for Pesach. So he was handed the guy in the price. The guy wanted the chveis 10,000 shekel, and he wasn't going to be more than 8.5, whatever. So argument the father, he said, no, b'shamayif, and he's not willing to give more than 8,500 shekel, whatever it was. So the guy said, okay, you know what? Fine. So instead of giving me 1,000 shekel down payment, give me 2,000 shekel down payment, so then I'll be asking to go down in the price. That will be the better. Fine. So, gave him the money, and that was it. Then it was a Zaira, a Chayrish, be Shaila of Ribbis. What's a Shaila of Ribbis? Why would it be Ribbis? Because he's willing to go down in the price, right? Why? Because he's giving him an extra 1,000 shekel. He's gonna have the extra 1,000 shekel for the next 4 months, right? So it's kilu, you're lending him 1,000 shekel. Of course, you're lending him 1,000 shekel. He's willing to go down in the price. So that's ribbis. You're lending it's kilu. It's not gonna be the ribbis deraisa. It's not halva. It's a down payment, right? So it's derech mechamemker. It's not gonna be ribbis deraisa. Lachayish, it's ribbis derabanan, because you're giving him extra money, and because of that, he's going down the price. Now, truth of the matter, the same shekel you have. Early bird discounts for camp and all these kind of things. If you pay by June 1st, you pay whatever it is, you pay by May, whatever, then you get, you know, $100 off. Right? So what's the shot? They're also going to be shallow rippers. Why are they knocking down the price? Because they have your money. They need money to start the camp up. Because of that, they're gonna charge you less. If that's the shot. Because that's him, you have to know, using the math dumba, the aside of rippers, this is a very, very important. Everything really evolves around this. The Gemara says, what is the Yisoid of Ribbis? agar nater. Schar hamtanas mois. Means the sight of ribbis is the fact that I have your money and you're letting me use the money, you're waiting. Hamtanas mois. You're not taking the money back right away. You're letting me use the money for whatever amount of time it is. That's ribbis. So ribbis is the money that's paid for the usage of the money for hamtanas mois. Okay? So really, that's why it's a lot of times it can get very dachistic. And a lot of questions are really, might not be questions if you understand as you say. Because then it really depends on what's going on. Because sometimes, if b'chlal, that's not the reason why they're doing it, right? It's just that, like, you know, when you're paying back, it's just easier to do it this way than do it the other way. You know, giving a little extra. You're not doing it because the guy lent you money. You're just doing it because you don't want to have to change the money. And so then it's not scharam tanas mois b'chlal. Right? Just better. It's easier for you, right? So that's what you have to really know the z side.
If he backs out, then you see $2,000 shekels, or same thing with the camp, right? You just want to.
Okay, exactly. So I said you have to know as a camp owner. The other day over here, but right, as I said, you have to know exactly. You have to know what is the tifkite. Why are they doing it? If sometimes that they could be doing, they want to know how many. You know, they want to know for sure that this amount of campers. They know that they you know they need a certain minimal amount to make it worth it for them. They know this way. They know for sure they have that amount. If that's what they're doing, then it's not scharam tanas mois. I'm not giving you off because you're lending me the money. It's just that. This way I know that you're for sure a customer and I need to know how many valid customers I have. So, as I say, the doctor's a good question and you have to know in each case, what is Yisrael? That's Yisrael, the river is Scharam Tanas Mois. So now, so in this case, so you might say, he's getting the extra money in order, and that's why he's going down in price. However, like this, In Shulchan Aruch, it says like this: Mutla harbeis b'schara karka. Ketzad hischilais achatzer va'amalai kaidim shehichzik bay. Im ma'achshav atenaisin li harehi l'cha basara slayim b'chol hashana. The guy's renting an apartment. So if you pay me now, I'll charge you $10,000. If you pay me each month, I'm going to charge you $1,000 a month. So the Mishnah says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that's mutter. Okay? Now, so what's the insight? Chayra. Well, why is there a problem with ribbis? Why is there a problem with ribbis? No, what's going on? He's giving him $10,000 now, and because of that he's charging him less per month. That said, we should charge him $1,000 a month. That's $12,000 for the year. He's only charging him $10,000. Why? Because he's getting $10,000 now. The Chayra Shaila of Ribbis. So Chayra, the answer is, and this is really a question. It's really a question. Mishnah, the Chayra I'm talking about, it's a problem. It's a problem in this halacha, which has to be understood. See, this that you're allowed to let him pay, you know, you offer him either 10 now or 12 later, right? So the question is not the other way. That if the price is 10, if he gives it now, it's 10, right? But if he pays you every month, then it's going to be 12. So Chayra, that's me owes you 10. He owes you the money right now. This is paying you installments. Mechayrit Shal Ribbis, because he's paying you more because he has the money that he owes you. That's not shver. That Reid Taz says, and Mar Bezim says, because Ein Schiris Mishlamas El Basayif. The Chiv Schiris is at the end. So Meila, it's not that he owes you the money now, and if you don't pay me now, I'm going to charge you more. Meila, you're paying me more because of that you have the use of the money. No, that's a mepkeret. The whole Chiv is for Schal at the end. That, but Shaila is the other way. So why, if you're prepaying, why not get a discount? And that L'chayr Yisayit is that, because Shaila is, you're buying it. you're buying it now. So I'm allowed to charge you less. I'm allowed to charge you less as long as you're getting the object. I don't have to charge you the full price. I'm allowed to charge you less. Right? Because that's not ribbons. The money is not looked at as money for ribbons. It looks like I'm charging you less. You're getting that, but this is the price I'm charging you. Now, Zabdataz. Shem Beis Yosef, Shem the Rashba, the Baal Tezis, the Rashba Shans. They ain't had the Rakim Nichnas Techev Lasech Karka. This whole heter is only if you enter the karka right away. If you enter the house right away. When if I rent it, I get the house right now, I enter right now, that's what Rashba says. That's what the Gemara says. You gotta charge a guy $10,000 for now. But he says, but if you're not getting, you're not moving in right away, then there's no heter. Why? Because then it looks like ribbis. Because then it looks like that it's takal of off. If you get it right away, it's okay. Look, I bought it right away. I got it. So I just got a good deal. I charge you less. That's not ribbis. I'm just charging less. I'm not paying someone. I'm just charging less. But over here, if you're not getting the character right away, then it looks more like ribbons. You're not getting it. You're not getting the land. You're not moving in. LMI, I'm lending you money. I'm lending you money then. I'm charging less. I'm lending you money then. That's a problem.
Isn't that the opposite though for ribbons?
What?
The guy who's selling.
Yeah, but I understand that. But Ruby, you lend, why? You lend your money, and he's going to charge you cheaper. Now, however, he brings down the Darkei Maisha, B'shem the Magid Mishnah, B'shem the Rashba, Ben Aderes, that even if he doesn't move in right away, it's okay. Schiris Karka Zoch Ben Miyad. And then, even if he doesn't move in right away, it's still not a problem. Now, one second. Now, the Nekudas HaKesef, the Shach, Nekudas HaKesef says, and the ikar is like the Svar of the Darkei Maisha, because Dafka Payol, where this goof is not kaina, so therefore Payol Yachal Achzer Bay, and that's why if he doesn't get it right away, if he doesn't start working right away, it's a problem. But by Chatzer, as soon as he pays the money, the Chatzer is his. The Chatzer is his. Even though he doesn't move in right away, but the Chatzer is his. He could move in. He's not moving in. Oh, 1 second. If he moves in, even if he could move in, it's his, Zakvashach. So if he also, same thing, what if he moved in and move in? It's his, he got it, so he bought it, again, same story, he bought it for less. He paid him less. Now, so the truth of the matter is, Rav Feiger, Rav Feiger says, Lafizeh, that's only if he could move in. But let's say someone else is there, and he can't move in right away. So in that case, you don't have the svar of the shach. So may I feed that? It should be awesome. Feed that, it's awesome.
Still be like, can you chot, sir?
What?
Still his land.
It's not his land. It's someone else. It's rent to someone else. I'm not getting it. I'm getting it later. I'm not getting it now. If I'm not getting it now, then LMI, it's like ribbons. I'm getting a loan. I'm charging less. I'm gonna charge him less because I got a loan. So it's different than if I'm buying it now. Buying it now, it doesn't look like ribbons because I'm buying it for less. That's not ribbons. But if it's not, I'm not getting it right now, so if it's bigger, it'll be a problem. So if he's that, in the case that we're talking about, it'll be a problem of ribbons. If he's that. However, Rabloy in the Bris Yehuda, so he paskins that it's mutter in that case. In this case. And he brings down a Rabbeinu Yaina in Bab Basra. Rabbeinu Yaina in Bab Basra, Lehedi talks about this case. And Svara is Mashma. That, and he also is Lashon of the Rimagash like that in Bab Basra as well. That the side of the Heter is, because we look at this money as money of schiras and not money of ribbons. In other words, when I prepay the guy, right? That's the whole shaila. Would we view it that it's a loan? Or no, I paid him early, but I'm paying him for the schiras. We don't look at it b'chlal that it's a loan. So Meila, even if I'm not getting possession, I don't even have the right to go into the karka, to the house right now, but since if it's demei schiras, if it's demei schiras, it's not a problem. That's the way he, that's what he said. If he said, he passed it that it's mutta. The Meisach, the Shach, Prager, you know, Zaki Moshe, they all say not like that. Right.
Even
though my car paid something. Who?
What?
What, by skitters or something else, you mean?
Like a car.
Car?
And you buy, you pay the money.
You rent the car?
Or you buy a car, let's say, if you pay up front, they'll give you a cheaper price.
Oh, then you gain the car. Then for sure
it's okay. You get it a few weeks later, let's say, it's on stock right now, right? So.
Okay. I don't know. Now. Oh, so Fizeh, so Mais in that case, since the Mais is only Abagrib, it's not Ribis Katsutsa. That's what's showing. It's not Ribis Katsutsa, it's no loan, right? It's only Ribis Rabbanim. Then it's Ribis Rabbanim. And Mais was a Bidiab, the guy who already paid the money. So Ribis Katsutsa, Ribis Abagrib is not Chayz Bidiyanim. Besides, you have Rabbanim to Bissai Mechon, so at least Bidiab didn't tell him he has to make an Asif about it. But it would be the Yimishallah how to do that, how to get it back. Just take back the money. I mean, he already use the money. It would have been a big hassle. So, but at least you have Maisa couldn't blow you. Said he gave her blood. But Maisa over there got it. My son-in-law at the time, he had a different svara made with the mutter. And that is because over there, they were never conveyed the price. It wasn't the price. The essence of the price is 10,000 shekels. Elamai, he's going to go down in price because he's lending it. There was no price. They were handling the price. And this guy, you know, it's like, you know, the prices could be what you can squeeze out of the guy. There's no, you know, there's no kavur price. He's trying to get as much as he can. You're trying to pay as little as you can. Okay, so eventually come to some agreement. So Meilo, B'chagatna, so Elmai, they were kavur. This is the price, $8,000. So all the, it's not that he gave you off. He didn't give you off. He just charged you less. So Meilo did, B'chal, there's no price. That, there's no official price. This is the price we decided on, so that's the price. It's not that he's giving you less. It's not giving you a cheaper price. That is the price. Don't give it. We did it because of his chishbainus, but that was the price.
Cool, that's not the price.
What?
The
fees that might not even be a bakrivis. Because the chat is that I didn't give you something. I didn't give you a cheaper price. There was no price. This is the price. This is the price.
When you list it online or he puts that price, it doesn't mean that?
It doesn't mean it because you see that the people bargain and then they you know, he goes down the price. It's not, there's no official price. He writes online, writes that price because some stupid Americans will come and just pay whatever it is. So it's fine. He'll squeeze the guy. But, you know, the guy, you know, the guy,
it doesn't mean it.
What?
It doesn't mean it.
Huh?
It doesn't mean
that's
it.
That's right. Another smile. Now, we go back to quickly to Machlokes Tzadishim and Prager. Hold up right here. The Gemara Kedusha says, "I'm kash milvei mekdeshes, vanos milvei mekdeshes, vos latzkin avnei pnei rabbis haram asirus." So the Gemara says, "What's the case? Ilaim was, you know, four for five, he loaned her money four zuz, and she has to pay him back five. The rest is ribis ma'al yaseh. I'm kash mil v'ayim mekdeshes, b'hanas mil v'mekdeshes. It's mekdeshes. Well, what's the case of anas mil? Okay? So that's ribis ma'al yaseh. So what's Zakhtar for? What's ribis ma'al yaseh? Pirish. Lishna ba'al mekash le. Hechi kar le ramas ribis. Awa vada, I feel like ribis gemura, in mekfar parata eloi, v'chaz v'kitcha b'mekdeshes. The most of the ribbis, Shaparim loy vilamalva, kaninu lagamri, umam and gomer haim loy, al shesh of chai vilach zirai. Yeah, the Vos says, ubez mesim mimenu. Yeah? But still, the money belongs to the malva. The malva is the cash in Isha with mamma ribbis. Ribbis deraisa. Yeah, the din is as chais bedayanim. Is Mkash an issue with the Rice about the Mukadeshes? About the Mukadeshes? Says the Ritva. Furthermore, says the Ritva, it's mashm the Ritva, that if a guy is Makadish her, if you hold him that Makadish from Milva's Makadeshes, if you Makadish an Isha with that extra, with the fifth Zuz that she owes you, you loan her $4. Just pay back $5. You say, you know what? Instead of paying back the extra, the fifth one, I'll be Makadish you with that. If you hold Makadish from Milva is Makadeshes, then you Makadish with the fifth Zuz as well. That's mashm the Ritva. The same you say. The bets and the money is yours. It's a regular Milva. In that case, the bichir, you didn't pay it yet, but the Rav is saying, L'chayra, that you have a chiv to pay it. She has a chiv to pay it, so it's a chayv. Now, that's how the Machnafayim is still in the Rav Kipshutai, but he has a problem with the second din, that, you know, Zina, he's willing to accept the first din of the Ritva. That if the Malva got the money, now it's his money. If Makadosh are with it, it's Makadosh's. But if he never got the money yet, yeah? So she owes him out for ribbons, right? So then he says, he's not giving her anything. Because she's not allowed to give it to him. He's not allowed to take it. The fifth Zuz, it's ribbons Katsutsa. She's not allowed to give it, he's not allowed to take it. It's not giving Makadosh with it. So, the Chazon Ish, he's not willing to b'chal accept this Ritva, even the first part of the Ritva. That Ribbon Katsuzu, which Yeretz of the Anim, you can cash a woman with him. Why? So he says, it doesn't make any sense. He says, if it's us of him to take it, yeah? And it's us of Elohim to give it, yeah? So how can cash it with that money? In other words, the Chazish is saying that I mean, you know, even the first dinner of the boy, he's not willing to accept. You have to give the money back. She's not allowed to give it. You're not allowed to take it. Then how can Kasha woman with that? And therefore, he's mefarish Ritva in a very, very, very dachuk way. And he writes, "Kedai to be to mach losh the Ritva in order to be maimed the sugya." Alburia. So it doesn't make sense. Lamaisa, though, there's a big insight over here that which Reb Shimon says, and he explains this Shavala head like that. And that is, Reb Shimon, you know, talks about in his Nusach, we had this Nusach of Reb Shimon a little bit, that there's a concept called Mishpatei HaMamun, which means that there's the who owns the money? Yeah, it's, first it be done, whose money is it? And then the Ardini Atayra would tell you how to deal with that. Reb Shimon uses it, we discussed this many times, I believe, that Kasha, the Tum is Kasha, that Suffolk, Mamun Lakula, Mesal Raya, every Suffolk Mamun is Suffolk Sigzel. I've had this question. So Reb Shimon, no, because the Sigzel only comes into play once we decide whose Mamun it is. And if Mitzvah Rai decides that's his mom, it's not Loi Sigzel either. You can't factor in Loi Sigzel, Lagabe, when you're being down, who's mom? You want to be down the mom, you're down the mom. You want to be down Loi Sigzel, you're down Loi Sigzel. Separately. So, Mel, but if you decide in the Mishpatei HaMamun, yeah, in Hilchus Chesh Mishpat, inside the mom, whose is it? And then if you decide this, that's what Pshimin says. Look at Pshimin, but that's the Pshan this Ritva. That's Mamish, there's a big Aymag over here. Look at Pshimin. Pshat is that when I lend someone money, four for $5, right? So pshat is, that's a scheme. That's a deal. That's a deal. I lend you, you owe me $5. I mean, in Mishpatei HaMamun, you're machaying yourself. Just like when you rent the house, you have to pay. So you rent my money, you have to pay. I mean, in Mishpatei HaMamun, there's a chayv. A chayv is generated by the fact that I lent you $4, and you're machaying, give me yourself back, give me back $5. And that's a real chayv. That's a real chayv. Now, a chayv, samela zakir ritva, if you hold, so even though Maisi has to give back, in the first case of ritva, you got the money, wasn't allowed to take, and he has to give it back, Maisa, in that case it's easier, in that case, but the mammon is his. The mammon, right now it's his mammon. He has to give it back. Well, maybe that might have to do with Rambam and the Rashi we discussed before. But even for the Rambam, it could be. The money is his. Right now, this money is his. He has a chiv to give back. But the money belongs to him. So he made him kash and ishim with it. Not only that, says the Ritva, even in the Echad Timtza, where you never got the money yet, but the money is owed to you. In Mishpatei Mammon, the mammon is owed to you. She owes you money. There's a chayiv. Now, if you hold Mekadosh B'mil, Elamai Mekadosh B'mil, it's any Mekadoshes. You can't Mekadosh with a chayiv. But if you hold Luy Yitzur, Mekadosh B'mil, it's Mekadoshes, then you can Mekadosh with that fifth zuz as well. Because that fifth zuz is a real chayiv. Which means, even though it's us of him to give it to you, it's us of you to take it, and if you take it, you have to give it back. But the money's owed to me. It's my money. The money's owed to me. The Mishpatei HaTorah says how to deal with this money. But the money is my money. I'm not going to take it. He's not going to give it to me. I have to give it back. But the money is mine. So may as well do it. You can cash an issue with it. And if you mind in Lashon Ritva, it's really, really difficult what the Chazanish tries to do that Ritva. And that's Pashim Shat in the Ritva. And the Hesper is Mamish, where Reb Shimon says, Pshat is because it's not the mammon, it's my mammon. And may I can cash an issue with it. Now, we're talking about ribis, just one more point, in understanding what's the gather of hetheriska. You all know hetheriska. What is hetheriska? And it's really important to understand what hetheriska is, because if you don't know what hetheriska is, then it's not so pashut that if you ever sign in hetheriska, that it really works. You have to understand what you're doing. Now, the site of hetheriska is based on the concept what's called an iska. There's hetheriska, and then there's iska. What's an iska? What's a business deal? So in the Gemara, a business deal is chetzi mil b'chetzi b'kav. The classic deal is chetzi mil b'chetzi b'kav, which means that when I lend you $100,000 to start a business, so 50 of it is a b'kav, 50 of it is a mil. Okay? Which means the 50 that's b'kav belongs to me totally, and any earnings that $50,000 earns, it belongs to me. Okay? But if something happens to that money, I'm up the creek, not you. It's my money. It's cut. Unless you're a Peshaya. But if you weren't Peshaya, then you're pumped. The Chetzi Milva, the $50,000 is Pashat, it's a Pashat loan. Okay? Which means, I'm lending you the money, you have to pay it back to me. And mail any profits that $50,000 generates goes to you, because it's a regular loan. That's Iska. And if we could share how do we share the profits? I'm a silent partner. How do we share the profits? Because half the money still belongs to me. Half the money is a loan. That's where you're going to have the profits. What's the insight of hetheriska? The insight of hetheriska is that what I say is that we make an iska. Narvaz, there's a clause. And that is, because let's say you lose money. Let's say you don't make any money. Right? So you have to swear to me. You have to prove it. You have to swear to me that you lost the money. But you didn't make money. How do I know? Now, so we say, if you're not going to want to swear, then you have to pay me 15%. That's the shtick. The heter of the iska, why it's called heter iska, is because according to the iska, we share a profit. So whatever, if you had a good year, then I could get, I get 50% of the profits. If you had a bad year, so I could lose everything, right? Except the 50% of the Karen, 50% of the Karen. I could lose 50% of the Karen. So, but people want 15% of the year. How do they do that? They say, if there's losses and you don't want to swear, or anything, you have to swear about anything, and you're not going to want to swear, so in order to pat yourself in the Shavuot, you're going to give me 15% clean the whole for the year, and that's it. That's the inside of
Hedderz. Also, they can't swear to the exact penny. What? Doesn't also make them say, like, you have to swear not only to
that
we lost money, but this guy says, I want to swear. So you have to swear to the penny that you lost.
Okay. So, no, so Jude Med is, so the problem, and now, there's another thing that, but if it's Chetzi Mil, Chetzi B'Kadin, so then why is he being matriach himself to invest my chelik with the pekadin? Right, El Mai say he's doing that because he's getting the $50,000 as a loan. That's the problem of ribbons. So he has to give him a minimal some tircha, schar tircha, kilo, that it shouldn't look like he's working for me because of the money. Now Fiza, that's the side of Hetteritz. Now Lefiza, that was a whole problem a couple of years ago, where there was, you know, in the banks, Israeli banks. So of course everyone has Hetteritz, everything Hetteritz on the wall, right? They wanted to test it out. Do the banks really mean it, or was it just like Mechiras Chametz? Was it just some religious religious Roshkol? So there was something like they borrowed money, they lost it, whatever it was. They said, okay, we're going to swear. We lost the money, we want to swear. So it was a whole tumble. So again, the bank, they had this, and said that we could swear. And then we don't have to pay back, right? The chetzib cotton, right? Chetzib cotton. And that made a whole tumble. The banks, when the first bank, they won't even ask him. They have a shvuah and lose all their money, right? Obviously. So that put a pickbook on the whole Hetteriska, because then if it's just a joke, but if they look at it as a joke, then who said it really works for Klal? That was all tumult. We say no. The Ma'aser Sefer they signed, the Al Pi Halacha, the Mechuyev to it. The fact they're not listening, it means they're jerks. But the Ma'aser Al Pi Halacha, it's Ramesh Levin Dvar, and it worked. So then I think since then some banks, I don't know, all banks, they may have been all the banks, they made it more legal. They made it that. They're bound by that. There is the whole tumble. Another problem with the Hedderz Lefiza is that it's really a problem. Although most people, they really can't do without it. That to go into the overdraft. Right. So it's one thing if you borrow money, you buy an apartment. Okay, so that's an investment, right? So then okay, you pay interest for that. But if you borrow, just overdraft, right? Means you're borrowing the money to buy your milk, right? So you're not investing in milk and bread, right? And chicken and challah, right? And mail, okay. So now, if I lend you money, I do an isker with you. Chetz milk, chetz b'kadin. I think it says in the Hetter isker, you have to invest it, right? You have to invest it in an investment, normal investment. So mail, that's really just like a pickbook. And it's a bit of a problem. And the whole Hetteriska, and we use that for overdraft. I mean, stop, go over. Because no one has any money, so everyone's going over. There's no overdraft in this country. So Mela, it's really not so pashit, based on the whole side of the Hetteriska. It's really not so pashit. Now, to stand off, I just stopped, I happened to just pick this up this morning in the shul, I saw it. Could just hear on Hetteriska. So they bring in the back some interesting Chazal and Pesukim about the Chaymer of the Issev Ribbis. The Pesukim Gemara says that Shaykh Dam, the Gemara says, just take Ribbis. Maizumas Dam of Ba'i Yia. The Hekish, the Mal Ribbis, the Shaykh Dam. Gemara says that Mal Ribbis is Kaifer B'Hashem Terasa, it's his Mitzrayim, the Gemara says. Amr Biyasi, Bayre, Samyus, a name, Shamal Beribis, Odom Kerl Chabe Rasha, Yerim Lachaya, right? The guy calls you Rasha in Shul. You got in a fight again in Shul, in front of Rahul Shul calls you Rasha. So, where's Yerim Lachaya? You're allowed to go into his Parnasa. The Haim, Mavim Aden, Velavlar, Vekomis Udiyai. Yeah, you lend some money Beribis. So you call the Aden, you call the cipher, you make the whole thing. The Kaisman, the Kaisman. They sign. Plain Izak, Kafir Bilkei Yisrael. That's the Gemara says. Yeah? If a guy calls you Russian Shul, you're gonna get him back and you're gonna make sure that he never shows his face again. But hey, what do? You bring Aiden, you bring everything, they're makris barabim. This guy is a kaifer. Not just a Rashi, he's a kaifer. Kaifer, okay, he's shell. When Matla Shamal Rim is kind of bigger. Then Mara says also that the people that lend money ribis ultimately, eventually, he's going to lose all his money. He loses all his money. Mara says also, there's no tchis ha-meisim, because Baruch Hu, Mishahaya, Mal Biris Oel Mazel, Lo Yichel Oel Mabal. It's more fascinating than Yalka, that the mace of Shechi Yecheskel, it was 600,000 people. That Yecheskel was Mechayim Mason, he knows that much. The Kulm Amdar Al Glayan, it's pretty interesting. Right. No, this is interesting. Kutz Mish Echad, Amlein Avi, Yerbayne Elamim, Matu Mishal Zeish, 600,000 people who's Mechayim Mason, except one. They asked the Baruch Shalom, how come it didn't work with this guy? Amlein B'neshech Nasim, B'tarbis, Lachach, B'chai Lo Yichye. One guy out of 600,000, he lit my ribbons, so he's not come to Chesem Mason. So God has an interesting story. So I said, oh, story. Was a pagan that there was a din tire that came to him between the Chevra Kedisha and the children of someone that died. That someone died, and the Chevra Kedisha wanted an exorbitant amount of money for the kevin. It wouldn't be $200,000, $500,000, million to bury him. So this guy was a Mal Baribis. That was his Manasseh. He was a bone shark. So Kendrick Krager. Krager said, they're right. The Chav Kiddush is right. They can charge whatever they want. He says, why? He's Pasha Cheshbin. So someone, when you buy a grave, right? Mitzvah, Mashiach is coming, with Chis and Mason. So how much, for a couple of years, how much are you getting the pot for? A couple of years you're buying it. No, how much do you charge already? But this guy's not got Chis and Mason. This guy is renting this forever. He's buying it forever. It's the mail of day that you can charge him whatever you want.